Rider, Seals of Honor, Book 14, by Dale Meyer. Narrated by Daniel Henning. Prologue. Marcus's backyard barbecue was rocking, and the San Diego weather was perfect for outdoor entertaining. Marcus was another SEAL and a member of Mason's unit. He and his partner were celebrating with all their friends the end of some serious renovations on their house. Ryder Lewis settled back in his folding chair, beer in hand, and watched as Summer, Easton's lady love, the newest to the group, completely won over the large gathering around her. Summer didn't seem fazed at all by the crowd. That she was busy taking photographs of couples didn't hurt. The gathering's laughter was contagious. Even Ryder was smiling. Normally, he was not an upbeat personality, but lately. "Hey, you, still nursing that same beer?" Corey sprawled in the folding chair next to his buddy. "Personally, I might need something harder." Ryder glanced at him. "Why's that?" "A little too much lovey-dovey stuff here. I never expected to feel so lost by being alone."
"You brought a girlfriend," Ryder pointed out. "You aren't alone."
"A friend, yes. A girlfriend, no." Corey slid Ryder a sideways look. "No way would I come alone. You're braver than I am."
"Damn, I didn't think of that."
Corey chuckled. "You need to plan ahead. If you had the sisters I do, you'd come up with that camouflage in an instant." "Ha, if I had that many sisters, I'd have left town." Ryder shook his head. "I also don't think I know a woman I could have called to step in and help me out in a situation like this."
"Sure you do. What about Caitlin?"
Ryder's heart hiccuped. "Hell no."
"And why's that?"
Corey's curious tone said he didn't understand anything about Ryder's more recent history with Caitlin.
"You took her to prom. You were there for her when she graduated from nursing school, gave her away at her wedding, and got her drunk to celebrate her divorce.
Dude, that's a major friendship. She'd have been delighted to show up here today." Ryder shook his head, but he didn't say a word. He couldn't.
"Unless something's changed?" Corey asked, leaning forward. "As in, you had a fight?"
"No fight," he said, keeping his voice neutral. Corey was no fool.
"If no fight, then it's the opposite?"
Silence was Ryder's only response.
"Ah, hell."
More silence followed. Corey took a deep breath. "Don't tell me. When the two of you got drunk, you slept with her." Ryder lifted his beer and poured the cool liquid down his throat. Anything to shove the hot, painful memories to the back. The hurt. The loss.
"And it didn't work out?" Corey pushed cautiously.
"Work out? She got up Monday morning and walked away. I haven't heard a word since, despite all my calls to her. It's been 2 years. I'd say that fits the definition of it didn't work out." Corey reached into the cooler at his side and pulled out a couple more beers. He handed one to Ryder. "Sorry, man. Here's to staying single." Corey was quiet for a long moment, then added, "Now I understand the change in your behavior. You went a little off for a time. I wasn't sure what the deal was, but you seemed to pull out of it, so I put it aside." The two men clinked cans, and a commotion at the corner of the house caught their attention. Another arrival. The party had already swelled to close to 60 people. What were a few more?
"Isn't that Mac and Quinn?"
"Looks like it." Ryder settled at the sight of more men he knew. A break in the crowd showed they'd arrived with dates.
"Figures. I think I'm the only one who came alone.
And you might want to prepare yourself. I could be wrong, but I think that's Caitlin on Mac's arm." Ryder's heart froze, then shattered. He shoved his beer can into Corey's hand. "Here, I'm done." He got up and walked down the opposite side of the house. He could handle a lot of things in life, but seeing the only woman he'd ever loved with another man, again, was not one of them. Chapter 1. The silence was deafening. Ryder shifted his gaze across the deserted buildings on his left. The intel was good. That just made this Iraq mission all the worse. This bomb maker had gone to ground now, pinned inside the dilapidated structure in front of Ryder. He wanted to make sure the bomb maker didn't set booby traps to allow him to escape.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?